Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Karen Kerrigan back on the show. I know I'm excited too. She's an original founding member of our Brain Trust folks. She's well on the way to her to wrapping up her 21st year as a member of our Brain Trust, and she's one of the very first ones. And she's the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, an organization that just does so much for small businesses, pound for pound. She and her organization do more for small business than anybody else on the planet. She's our good friend. Karen, welcome back.
Jim, it's great to be with you today.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. One of my heroes. Hey, Karen, you're there inside the Beltway, so to speak. What is Congress doing right now to help or hurt small businesses? What are they hanging fire on? Are they getting anything done? Where are they?
Well, you know, Jim, the House is out right now on recess, and the Senate just broke for a little bit, but they'll be back because they have a lot of unfinished business.
Mm-hmm.
People that they still have to confirm for the president's, his administration. Obviously, there's Judge Kavanaugh, the Supreme Court situation. There's a lot of really good things happening that have passed the House. And the Senate is just a different animal, as you know,
yeah.
Jim, in terms of getting things through. But there's progress being made, and you know, slowly but surely, and hopefully, we expect to see some things really break in the Senate that's going to benefit for small businesses. For example, before the break, there was a huge bill that we support called the Jobs Act 3.0. Bill, Jumpstart or Business Startup Act. It's the third sort of reincarnation. There was a Jobs Act 1.0,
right.
2.0, and this is 3.0. And it's a really huge capital access bill that we've been working on for some time. It passed the House. We testified before the House and Senate. Now we're working to get it through the Senate. That would be a real good boost for capital formation.
What are the 3.0 elements of capital access? What is this extra layer of availability? What does it look like?
You know, there's a lot of little things that add up to big changes for small business. For example, it includes, you know, almost 20 bills wrapped into one package. But one of the bills, for example, is called the HALOS Act, and that would clarify Securities and Exchange Commission regulation and rules so that startups can showcase their ideas and businesses at demo days or pitch events without running afoul
without
of the law.
Without violating SEC law. Folks, just to give you a real quick primer, the Securities Act of 1933 and 1934 is basically the law of the land, and a whole lot of promulgation off of that. It's very strict. It's very strict in the way you can approach investors. And the Jobs Act 1 and 2 and now 3 is making that a little more small business-centric, making those laws a little more amenable, a little bit easier for small businesses to get access to investors in the way that we do business. Would that be a good way to say it, Karen?
That's a great way of saying it, Jim. And there are a lot of elements to that. HALOS is one. You know, another bill that's embedded in that, the Encouraging Public Offerings Act, would streamline the process by allowing registering with the SEC if you want to do an offering, by allowing an entrepreneur or an issuer to communicate with potential investors to test the waters. And, it's very complicated in terms of filing with the SEC, costs a lot of money. Well, this would allow them to basically communicate with investors, gauging their interest, and do something that's a little bit more simple and streamlined that would lower costs to see if there's actually people interested, you know, in their idea, their innovation, or their business, if they need growth capital.
And prior to these these changes, folks, these adjustments, there were a whole lot of little landmines out there that a small business could have tripped over, not intending to do anything wrong, not trying to break any laws, but you could just trip over these little landmines and get yourself into a lot of trouble because they weren't set. The law wasn't set up for small capital raisers.
You know, Jim, that's right. And one other piece that I like, too, of this bill is that it would modernize the definition of an accredited investor.
Right.
Right now that's based on wealth or high wealth. Mm-hmm. And it would include, accredited investor would include individuals with education or job experience that would, that allows them to effectively evaluate right. the investment opportunity.
Which is, the term for that that we always use was sophisticated investor. As an accredited
exactly.
investor, a sophisticated investor. When I was a securities agent, I wasn't an accredited investor, but I was a sophisticated investor. I mean, I didn't have all the money, but I did have all the knowledge. I'm going to take a quick break right back with Karen Kerrigan. We're going to talk about health care. A whole lot of news there.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.